CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. It is just after 10 o'clock. Sex Talk with John T. Searle and Radio Unscripted. And this morning, most definitely, without a doubt, uncensored. Webcams, a $1 billion industry and growing. One site that I visited that I had a look at during all the research has over 28 million visitors a month. And growing. So this is like a big, big thing. So some wonderful people in the studio. Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, John T.
And Monique is here. Good morning. It's so cool
good
to
day,
have you
good
back
day.
Here.
How are you guys doing?
And Tamar's here looking gorgeous.
Live at webcam.
Good morning, everybody.
Webcam Central.
I'm naked for months. Nobody wants to look.
And Tony Anita from?
ANH. The A&H group.
Okay, Tony, you've got to stay really close to the microphone.
We're from the A&H group.
What does that mean in English,
we're a webcam company.
Okay.
We employ models and help them to stream live.
Okay, cool. Bananas. So, let us do this first.
Ninja sex. Chocolate starfish. Twitter bag. Calipagian.
Today's dirty dictionary word is...
cat string theory.
Dirty dictionary word.
Cat string theory. Any idea what that is, Tony?
Not a cooking clue.
Okay, a little bit closer to the mic. That's it. Like you're going to really give it a good smoocheroo.
Think about it. Cat string. Let's talk about
theory.
It.
Theory. Any idea? Tomorrow?
No. No. Unless cat is pussy. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's hard to stroke a cat. Like the pussy, for instance, cat stroke theory.
Yeah.
That's far away. He's talking about cat string.
Cat string.
I don't know.
Bruce, any ideas on this one?
I don't know. I'm getting visuals of like tampon strings. And
Me too, actually. I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
Okay. Nope. So this webcam thing is huge and it's growing and it's like the biggest thing. It's overtaking a lot of the porn sites. And a lot of people are saying that that's because of the interaction. But it's more than $1 billion a year and growing in this amazing industry.
Our one service provider pays out $1.5 million a month to a single studio.
Wow.
So it's actually quite huge, eh?
Okay. And that's in South Africa or overseas?
US. That's the US branches. Mm-hmm. But now we're bringing webcamming to South Africa. And the nice thing about it is we're getting paid in US dollars.
Okay.
And thanks to our exchange rate, it's quite lucrative for the
absolutely.
Ladies.
Absolutely. Okay. And men.
Yeah, even the guys.
And men. And it's a big thing in the gay community?
Yeah.
It's huge. You can get $1,400 per week if you're a successful webcam model.
Okay. So what I've also discovered and learned about this is that there is something for everybody.
Yeah.
There are young and old. There are
big and small.
Big and small. There are fat and thin. There are hairy and ugly. There is every fetish going. There is
everything.
You name it, and it's out there, and somebody wants to watch this.
It's like I say, Jonty, big or small, thick or thin. Fuck them all. But here we watch them all.
As long as you have a personality, you have a webcam, you have a computer, and you're over 21, you can be a webcam model.
Is that it? Is that how simple it is?
That's how simple it is. If you have a personality and you've got something to do, like we have models that actually just clean their house in their underwear, do their daily tasks.
Yeah.
Just putting on the webcam and going aired, doing what they're doing. The guys tipped them to just see them doing it.
And people want to watch this.
And people want to watch this.
Yeah, well, they want to watch you do your normal stuff, but then the mind keeps on going, and then they want to do the more of the kinky stuff. That's where the money comes in.
Yeah.
That's where
they
book a private show. That's where you start taking it off and showing it off.
Okay, so does private show mean it's you and one person on the other end of the computer?
It can be you and one person. It can be you and a group.
Yeah,
it depends who buys into the private show. A private show starts at, let's say, $3.99 a minute.
A minute?
Per minute.
So and that's like $4 times, what are we, 13 at the moment?
14 rand 25 at this current moment.
Per minute?
Per minute. Some webcam models make between $250 and $2,000 a day.
Sure. So this all kind of started way back when, where there were the, in South Africa, we had the 086 lines or whatever they were. Do you remember those?
Yeah, the sex first talk and everything on the 086.
I remember when they first started, and one of the companies approached me to write some scripts for them, and I wrote a few stories, and it was kind of funny, but it was all on the phone. And it was the same kind of thing, because you phoned in and you paid a certain amount, but that was kind of a pre-recorded script, and then it became a live interaction as much as it was on the phone.
Well, let me tell you something. It's more easy and more horny stuff and stuff like that. If you see the other person on the other side of the webcam and he tells you what to do, and then you feel like, wow, I'm doing this for this person, and he's sitting at that side, and I can fulfill his fantasies for him over this side.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's erotic. I promise you that. You must try that, Jonty.
We actually started this whole camming industry, this side, as an alternative to prostitution.
Okay.
Because of the main fact that too many women are being raped, murdered, abused. And then we thought there must be something better to do. That's when we started A&H, to give the women an alternative to that. And there's total safety and security because all the clientele is overseas.
Mm.
The country of origin get blocked automatically.
Really?
Yeah.
So South African men or South African women.
South African women
will not be able to see South
unless
African men.
The woman requested being opened, but then she signs a document stating that she requested it, and then it's...
So is that essentially for their safety?
That's for their safety, their security. There's cyber stalking, there's normal stalkers.
You don't want your dad to see you.
Yeah,
and
fair
you
enough.
Don't want your dad to see you.
Or the priest.
Yeah. Okay. Because I remember 5-6 years ago having a discussion with a friend who was going through some really hard financial times, and she's a single mother. And she went and did this simply to help herself financially for a couple of months.
You see, webcam modeling isn't actually about sex. It's not about taking off your clothes. It's the clients want that psychological interaction. They want that virtual girlfriend
experience. So the interaction
is
the key, as opposed to kind of, if I'm watching porn, then I'm in quite a passive role, essentially. I'm not really involved in that.
Most of our clients want the virtual girlfriend, virtual guy friend experience. They want the recognition, like, let me give you an example. Let's say you're on cam and suddenly Amanda walks in. And I tell her, hi, Amanda, how are you? Great to see you again. What can I do for you today? She will feel immediately, listen, he just acknowledged me. He wants to interact with me. So let's pay him and let's get it on.
Okay, but the downside of that is that, and this happens
addiction.
A lot with the digital world, not so much the addiction, which I can understand, but the other side of that, it's very much this kind of false intimacy.
Mm, yeah. True.
Because it's not, no, it's
true.
Not
that's
really intimate.
It's a fantasy world.
Yeah, and that's the difference. It's a fantasy.
It's a fantasy world. That's why when you're on webcam, you can be whoever you want.
Mm.
You can be whatever you want to be.
So it can actually give somebody quite an interesting opportunity to explore different aspects of themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
It does.
But the thing is, Jonty, with a webcam model, you are yourself. You need to fulfill every guy's fantasy. Yes. So let's say here a guy takes you for a private show and he is like, okay, be my little bunny. You need to be a bunny. The next guy is going to say, oh, be my little freaky dicky
jumpish queen.
Yeah. You need to be able to role play, and you need to make it look so realistic. Because remember, you're the supper girlfriend. You're the thing he pays for. He wants you, so you need to act as best as you can.
So the visual side of it actually makes it quite interesting, because when you go back to some of what was just on the phones before, for example, there were people who had the most amazing voices, but their physicality never came close to matching the voices.
It's like having your own TV show.
Yeah.
You have, it's like your radio show. You have your own radio show. Now you go online. You, the moment you press go online, you got your own TV show. And you got your viewers watching you, and you must fulfill their needs.
One thing I noticed is that there is really a taste, like there is every person's taste now is being fulfilled. So it used to be, as we said, there's everything and anything, and I'm talking about
somebody
every age.
Wants to watch
somebody wants to watch it, and that is first of all showing us the diversity. We used to think porn, it's just about the huge boobs and, you know, the tall ladies and whatever. It's not. There are women and men and she-males and whatever you can imagine that are in different flavors and shapes. And the interesting thing that I found out, that the people that make very good money are people with amazing, like, sales personalities. They're doing it. They're comfortable with the audience. They're chit-chatty. They're interacting while they're looking at people, what they write on the screens. Oh, hi, Mike 220. I missed you. Oh, do you want me to squirt on the camera? Okay, darling. And that's how it goes. And it's quite phenomenal. And sometimes there's rage. There's like a lady that I followed, and she likes to be angry with her customers because they don't let her squirt. So it's hours of her going, let me squirt already.
Oh God, I think it's me. Isn't it me?
No, she's similar, but she's the UK version. But I'm telling you, there's a flavor for everybody. It's insane. Sure.
What I people don't think of is 75% of the webcam models are actually housewives or just bored, plain and simply bored. And a lot of them have got a financial need. Now, currently, as you guys know, in South Africa, there is very little work. And there's no way to actually bring in a good income unless you go and stand on a street corner with your little board and say, please help, I've got 50 children. And that also doesn't work anymore because people will not feel sorry for you.
So the problem with that, in a way, is, and in terms of some of the digital stuff, and I think you've done some research on this, Bruce, is kind of the safety of it, simply in terms of, and we've spoken about people sharing images of themselves or sharing sexting and sharing some, you know, nude pictures, videos you send to a lover, you send to a friend, is that once it's out there in the digital world, it's out there.
I think, I mean, one of the things that also just needs to be said is that webcamming doesn't have to be monetized. So there are many webcamming websites that host a platform which I could log on to, and I could find you, Jonty, and you and I can then, through this platform, webcam with each other relatively safely, and there's no money.
So that's just a simple private interaction.
Exactly. And a lot of the gay dating websites also do that, where you can find somebody based on a picture of them, and then you guys can start chatting, and then you can start webcamming there. So it doesn't have to be a financial exchange. It's just you're probably not going to get as many of your fantasies sorted out with average Joe, you know. But in terms of safety, I think it's a fantastic form of safer sex because, you know, all the immediate STIs and things immediately go out. You don't have to worry about getting syphilis or scabies or any one of those things.
But there's not that human interaction. There's not the touch of another person. There's not the, the smell, the taste, the intimacy of being with a somebody.
Yes. And but that's you kind get of the added benefit of if your partner is far away, if your partner is, then you guys can interact with. And there's also, the, it takes things, as we were saying earlier on, to this fantastic realm of fantasy. So if you've been married for the last 8, 9, 10 years, and you want to get to another level with each other, because it's got that sort of peep show quality where will you do it? Won't you do it? Can I get you to do it? It can take intimacy to another level. So, yeah.
So but think as you about say, it, sex is 75% mental anyway.
Yeah.
It's about 25% physical. So, according to me, if you take it like this, a person getting that fantasy fulfilled by viewing is just as good as getting the sex itself.
The brain is the biggest sexual organ. Yeah.
You're shaking your head there.
Well, I don't agree with Tony. It's not. I think if you have sex with your partner or anything, it's 100%. I mean, I don't believe in just 25%. God, I will die if I just have to get 25%. I promise you that.
No, but what I meant by that is, it's more emotional. It's more mental thing. The orgasm is more than just ejaculating. It is a total takeover of the mind.
Yeah, that's true. But I also have to say, webcamming is better than the telephones nowadays because you can see the other person also and wanking, and it's make you horny more for him.
So we understand the visual, and we understand all of the new research has shown that women are just as visual as men when it comes to sex, and the brains respond in exactly the same way. The body responds in the same way. It's the heart and the mind that then puts a different interpretation on that.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. What are the laws in South Africa about this?
Well, currently we are an international company, so we go according to international law.
Which means?
Which means that we've got strict rules and guidelines that we have to adhere to. Like, we decided 921, where the international law is 18. And as well, there's certain features that the person are not allowed to do when live on, let's say, FreeCam.
Like FreeCam means people are not paying for it.
Yeah. That means people can just log in and see.
The beeping toms.
There's very strict rules to follow. And if we do not adhere to that rules, number one, we can lose our license. Number two, we can get locked up.
So what are the rules? What can people not do?
There's a major list. With our service providers, when you're on live cam, you can go topless. You're not allowed to do pussy wedges. You're not allowed to do
defecation. Pussy wedges, like camel toe, you
mean. Like camel toe and stuff like that.
Okay.
And you're not allowed to do stuff like defecation porn, urinating on camera, having an animal in the room.
And no fruit or vegetables.
No fruit, vegetables, what? Or logos of
any kind. Yes, there's people.
No bananas, no cucumbers.
No.
Unless you're in private. When you're in private,
there's
you can do whatever you want.
There's people in Africa dying from hunger, and I'm using a cucumber. Oh, great.
Oh,
no,
that's not
good. Don't worry, Mom. I'm going to put it back in the fridge, and I'll add some extra salad dressing. Yeah.
There is some companies, there is a lot of webcam sites that allow stuff like that. Like, they allow people to just log on, beat totally nude from the start. The federal government having a hard time finding those servers.
Yeah, that's the thing with anything online, is you've got to be able to find it
because
before you can shut it down.
Because there's a certain amount of them that even allow minors to go online, and that we're totally against. We're totally against the exploitation of women and children. Our company is dedicated to giving the South African women a safe, protected environment so that they can make their money and be sure they're getting their money.
So somebody could do this at home for like 2-3 hours in the morning.
Yeah, they can even have a normal job. Come home at night, and because when it's night here, it's morning there.
Mm. Well, I've got a normal job, and I get home, and then for an hour and a half, I'm on the cam. So, yeah.
Okay. And do people book sessions in advance? Like, do they book the time in advance?
Yes, you see, you get your regulars after a while.
Yeah.
They do recognize you. Because you're their cyber girlfriend. And they actually do tell you, oh, please, my love, so can we meet again tomorrow? And you get yourself ready and
so
you fulfill.
It can become
fantasy.
Quite a high level of addiction to this whole thing.
And the nice thing is, most of our girls get what we call a fan site, where they can post pictures and videos and stuff. And their fans can find them there. They can even post times and dates on when they're doing a show.
Okay. So I think we got some more models coming in. This
yeah,
is
one
a
of
big
our
thing.
Daylene. Hi, Daylene.
Hello. This is not fair that it's radio, but we'll try to periscope some of it just now, at least for the moment,
Daylene
to say hi.
Is our newest candidate partner.
So what does that she's mean, Tony? Candidate partner. It
that
sounds
means,
like very corporate.
That means that
so
if she
like
proves herself,
corporate. What do you expect?
If she proves herself, she becomes a junior partner. Now, our industry works is we got the senior partners, which is the top corporate. Mm-hmm. Then you got the junior partners, which runs each what we call a branch, of course.
Like me and Monique.
And we open studios under those branches. Now, studio owner can make money by employing cam models and model managers.
So when you say studio manager, does that mean that
that's a studio.
That they'll actually go somewhere to a studio?
They will. No. They work a virtual studio.
Okay.
In other words, I give
so the
him
whole thing is this total virtual world.
It's the total virtual world. I give him the platform. His girls get signed underneath him, and the finances and everything gets worked out like that. Like with Daylene, now she's going to employ studio owners. Now, the studio owners then employ model managers. Then the model managers employ models, but
so it's like
all of them are models.
It's like a whole multi-level marketing scheme.
It's like
I mean, it's taken this whole multi and put it into sex.
Exactly. It's like multi-level,
sex is awesome,
but the thing is why
so
we
I don't
did
know
that.
Why you can't do it.
The thing is why we did that.
So it's just
it's
taking
everybody is making money.
Kind of an amazing business model that works amazingly for some people and put it into sex.
But let me tell you
amazing.
Something, Jonty. If you do webcamming, you have to have your standby man or woman ready when you're done there. Eh? I promise you that. Yeah, you
so
have
it's
to.
A big turn on for you
oh,
to do.
Of course, yeah.
So it's not just this kind of I'm doing this thing and I'm getting everybody off and then I'm going to make supper kind of thing.
No. Definitely. If you're hot girls like us, you don't.
If you get a client that actually asks you hot stuff, asks you nice, interesting stuff to do, it does give you a little bit of a turn on.
So what turns you on?
Ooh.
Come on. I want to hear one turn on for you.
Turn on for me. Okay. If someone does it for me or ask me to do it.
Both.
I like feet.
You like feet?
I like the foot fetish kind of guys that like me just to like play with my feet.
Yeah.
And then I like the guy that likes me to squirt.
Okay.
Okay, I'm a squirt queen. Mm-hmm. And I like a guy to look him in the eyes the whole time while pleasuring myself. And I don't know, sometimes I like the freaky ones. You do get the freaky ones.
You do,
yeah.
You do.
But Nita, what are your turn-ons?
No, I like a man with a nice ass. And if he can kiss his lips, that just do it for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Daylene, come and sit close to a microphone somewhere here.
Yeah, there's no cameras here, but we would like to hear your voice.
Put the mic really close to you. So you got to talk into the mic.
Okay.
That's cool. So thank you for coming in this morning. Why did you get involved in this?
Curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah. Okay.
The pussy. Killed the pussy.
Better opportunities and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. And how much time do you spend online as a model?
Not much yet. I'm still starting now.
Okay.
Pretty new.
Okay. And the first couple of times you did it, how did that feel?
Interesting.
Yeah, what's that mean?
New. It's something I haven't explored before.
Okay.
Totally different from what I'm doing naturally, so.
Okay.
Well, if you're used to being touched and then all of a sudden you have to touch yourself and do everything like that, it's quite different. It is.
Okay. What are the things that turn you on to do?
kinky stuff.
So what does that mean, kinky? Because kinky means...
A variety of stuff.
Yeah, so be specific.
I like the BDSM scene.
Okay. So now how does that work in a webcam situation? Because if you're on your own, how does that work?
You tie yourself up, you hit yourself.
Yeah, I didn't do that stuff yet.
It works better when you have a partner.
The BDSM
works better for the partner.
A lot of people do it together, like two couples, yeah.
Yeah.
No, a group.
So do you prefer being dom or sub?
Sub.
Sub. Okay.
I can be your partner, I'll be your dominant.
Now, hey, legal matters here. Which company are you from? Let's sign a contract. Yeah. It's very legal here in the studio. I'm a little bit concerned.
Now we're going back to our word of the day. Curiosity pulled the cat string.
Cat string theory. Okay.
Cat string theory.
How long have you been doing this now?
Not long at all.
Okay. And is it enjoyable?
Obviously.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about obviously. But
well, if you love sex, it is.
Okay.
Well, I don't know because you have no say.
Yeah, so part of it is very much an acting thing more than just the sex thing.
Yeah, because somebody demands.
Yeah. If you're online and somebody says, this is what I want you to do, do you have the right to say no?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
And you can just kind of cut the call. Or, okay.
You are in total control of what you do online.
You're just not going to have customers.
Yeah, it depends. If you feel a customer is being too freaky or is totally out of your bounds, you just kick him out of the room.
Okay.
And he says that, and you've got full right to do it, because it's like being an entertainer. You can choose if you want to do something. It's not like in the escort world that you are being forced into something.
Hmm.
I wonder if it ever gets to a point where, like any other job, where you get a bit tired of it. Like, oh my God, if I have to tweak my nipple one more time,
if I have to kind of play with myself. Again,
sure
today, like
will.
I must have been.
I do agree, 110%.
I must have been rubbed raw, whether I'm a man or a woman.
That's why variety is the spice of life. That's why you must always plan your show in advance and think of what you're going to do. What you're going to do for your clients today? Are you going to do a shower scene? Are you going to do a masturbation show? Or are you just going to do a cooking show? Like this one girl overseas, she made $42,000 in 1 month just doing a cooking show.
Okay, now I want to tell you guys also. Via webcam, from my point of view, I was a webcam girl as well. If you're not in the mood, there's a lot of ways to fake.
Yeah, because that's the acting thing of it. And that's the thing, you know, once you start understanding what movies and porn and everything else is, that it's an acting job. And, you know, when you're making a porn movie, for example, you're working. and you're in very uncomfortable positions. There's not a lot of pleasure in it for you. That's what you're doing. It's work.
It's a job.
No, yeah. I mean, you in porn, you get the fake money shot. Mm. In webcam, you get the fake money shot as well.
No, so that must be a little bit harder to fake when it's kind of live
actually,
like that.
It's easy. There's a lot of stuff you can fake. I mean, I've got this regular client of mine. He's from, I think he's from Houston or something. I can't remember. Now, he takes me to a private and then he wants me, but it's me and my partner. So then we have to have a whole bottle of clean alcohol. And then for every quarter I drink, he tips me 30 tips. And then when I'm very pissed, he wants my partner to take advantage of me. And then he'll tell my partner all these kinky, freaky stuff to do with me. But now I'm clever. I'm not going to get pissed. So I just like take a bottle of vodka, put water in, and then I fake it. But with my imagination...
You just lost a customer, dear. He's listening saying, bugger.
With my imagination, that's so incredible and so erotic, I can get pissed on water.
Okay. So in the short time you've been doing this, what's the kinkiest thing you've done?
My secret, that one.
Your secret.
Yeah.
Okay. So okay, share the second
kinkiest
thing you've done.
Tough one. Not really kinkiest per se yet.
Okay.
Still vanilla more.
Okay. Okay. So where do you want to take this for you? Where do you want it to go?
Help more people and branch out.
What does help more people mean?
To get their own businesses started up and so on.
So is it more of a business thing for you or a sex thing?
Business thing, because I want to study other stuff.
Okay, what do you want to study?
Tantric.
Tantric.
And sexology, yeah.
I know some people who can do that.
Hello, John T.
Okay. Is our friend in the corner a model or is she just kind of visiting?
Just no, visiting.
Just visiting. Okay. So we're not putting her on the spot.
I just want to add for anyone who might be sitting there quietly listening to this and judging, you know, oh, how can you be faking it? And what, I'm like, hello, having come from a corporate background, if you haven't been faking it on a Monday morning, sitting in the boardroom, smiling at your boss when all you want to really do is throw a pen or something at this, it's exactly the same thing.
The
you're just as fake.
Yeah, I mean, when you're on a stage as a singer, as an actor, you've done enough stage work to know that if you're booked to do a show, you stand up and you do the show. That's it.
Oh, yeah. You got diarrhea and you still got to dance like for 2 hours with a smile on your face.
If I'm booked for a talk or a workshop or something, you stand up and you do it. That's all.
That's
full
life.
Stop.
Yeah.
And that's
kind of also
what it is.
Sometimes you really do get... You really do want to go to work. You really do want to sing that song. You really do want to play with yourself. You really do want to squirt on the camera. Yeah.
So what do women want to watch men do on the webcams?
It totally depends. I had some freaky clients once, but mostly.
Do you do a webcam
I
show,
did.
Tony?
Okay. I did. I started in webcamming about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's how we actually started in the industry. Me and my partner in Alabama had to actually create a system for a webcamming company. Now, that company went multi-million dollars within 2 years. Now, the women usually want the guy to treat her like a goddess. Mm-hmm. They don't actually want to just look at a guy's cock, to put it that way, and see what a guy looks like. They want the guy to interact with her and make her feel special. Mm. A lot of the women fall in love with their models.
Oh,
but that makes them come back more and more and more. Now, what we found...
So you really can get to a point where you're really kind of milking somebody with this. So
yeah,
it can be incredibly manipulative.
It is manipulative, incredibly. But sex is manipulative, put it that way.
Sex appeal is manipulative.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. I get that.
Sex appeal.
I get that.
By the way, we are on Periscope, just to make it real. There's so many beautiful people here, and they're all on webcam, so I think they're fine with it. So anyway.
How much of the webcam stuff is recorded? Or how can it be recorded? I mean, I presume if you want to record
the models
anything,
can record it, because the system is designed in such a way that they can record it and upload it to their profiles. Mm. But recording a show from your computer, you're going to have to need special software to do that. But most of the time, it's just totally live because playing a pre-recorded show is not allowed because there's no real interaction there.
But you know, how's the customer going to actually know it's a pre-recorded? Because I've done it a couple of times. Mm. I mean, if I really need to, like, go do something, I just quickly put on my show where I just dance. Because that's what you do. When you wait for a private show to come in, I'm going to sit in front of my camera and I'm just going to look pretty and dance and play with my boob. And if I don't want to do that now, I need to go do, I can put on something.
Mm. Yeah, until they see you typing and there's nothing coming on the screen.
Exactly.
But what about that thing that you put in your pussy whenever somebody tips you, it vibrates? I want to know the technology behind
that. Oh, that's
that.
That's interaction toys. Now you
I
get
love
those.
It. It's like, I want one just. It's like, can you put a rant?
I'll get you the
price
ping
for you,
those
ping you,
because
ping you.
We got our online adult shops
okay,
as well.
Okay, I want that. It's like, and
it's
they
an
look
interaction
like they every time it, I think it's amazing.
Our current service provider has got the system now to such a level that whenever any of our models can actually use the interaction toys online.
So a woman would have a toy inside of her, and every time somebody pays money, it would vibrate.
Yeah, it'll happen
oh
like that.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's actually quite lucrative.
It looks
well.
Wonderful.
It's fun.
It's rewarding.
It's fun. It's rewarding for the model.
I think I'm going to feel like a raisin after that.
It's rewarding after the model because she gets off and she gets paid.
Jonty, there's something about that, I can't say it's riding the expanded orgasm wave, but there is something about another orgasm for a woman, another one, and feeling comfortable because, of course, we're talking a very small percentage. Not everybody can be an amazing webcam. Some people do it for a phase, and that's good because, as you said, they don't get murdered, they don't get harassed more than, you know, every person can get harassed on air.
Do webcam models consider themselves sex workers?
No.
No.
Are they entertainers? Online entertainers?
Okay.
And the reason we actually started it is to create employment. Now, our company is at such a level that I've got over 2,000 studios waiting for studio owners.
In South Africa?
In South Africa.
Okay.
Waiting for ladies that just looking for something different to do. And we, if they're interested, we can allocate them a studio, give them full training on how to work that studio, and they can start employing their own models and start making their money.
Okay.
Can I ask a question now that we have you guys in studio? Just a cautionary tale. So I have a friend who's quite a well-known actor, and I'll call him Jack. So Jack ended up getting involved with a guy called Jim, and Jack and Jim were in this amazing relationship, and they were being monogamous, and everything was rad. And then one day, Jim came home, and on his phone, he had a video of Jack playing with himself. Mm-hmm. And someone had anonymously sent this video to Jim. So what had happened is, years before that, Jack had gone onto one of these webcamming websites and had webcammed with some guy somewhere in the world. And they'd been interacting and whatever. And the other guy had, unbeknownst to him, filmed their interaction. And then was maliciously, a few years down the line, sent this to his new boyfriend. So how could you protect yourself from that kind of thing?
Well, that's why federal law is so important. Like, we cannot distribute or, post anything.
Exhibit
anything without the release form. And that release form only covers you for a certain amount of time. Whenever one of our models leave the company, we delete all their media, because of the privacy law in our contracts with them.
But once it's gone out, it's gone out. Then you can take some kind of action.
Yeah,
but
then you can take action. Like, so Jack can actually have that guy locked up.
So the same
if
thing.
If you can find him.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing.
He has money for lawyers as well.
Once it's
money?
Out there, it's out there. So again,
the thing is, they
your
will find him
protection
because
is
the cyber crime unit is so advanced these days that they can pinpoint a guy sending something from a phone. Mm. If I send a video from my phone to a website and it goes viral, they can actually pinpoint who sent it in the first place. And then they take action. Interpol comes knocking on my door, and I sleep in federal prison for about 5 to 15 years.
Is it Interpol for porn and sex stuff? Sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Interpol work for all aspects of federal law.
Intercock or Interpol. Just enter. That's fine.
Yeah. Daylene, out of curiosity, what's tantra mean to you?
To be open sexually and to heal any scars in the past, to be fully complete yourself.
Okay.
John, to you, you gave me, you sent me once an article to read about sex workers, or actually not even sex workers, people that heal people through sexual experiences or through sexual therapy, and how we look at it, right? So if somebody's putting a webcam for cooking classes, that's fine. But if somebody shares her fantasy or enjoy being exhibitionists or, you know, being a voyeur or and so on, that's not okay. Mm. That's a good question. If you really do it because you get a kick out of it, what does it mean about our society? What does it mean about us? And how legit and not legit is it?
Mm. Well, you know, the one site that I looked at, I think it was called Live Jasmine, and I think they say or claim that that's the biggest in the world.
Yeah, it's very
with
big.
With over 28 million plus visits a month. And
yeah, that's one of our service providers as well, Live Jasmine.
So that's an enormous amount of people. What's the average time somebody spends with in a cam session? Is there an average time? Is it like 5 minutes? Yeah. Is it an hour? Is it
I've had 45 minutes.
And that's considered quite long.
Yes, that's quite long because they pay per minute. Okay. And my rate at that moment was, I think it was $2 per minute.
That varies. There's some girls that's on for 3-4 hours in private sessions.
And also,
then these guys must have great credit cards.
You don't also, remember, you don't just do camming for a customer like a man. Mm. You get women that do talk to you. And then a woman will ask you, listen, girl, I'm very conservative. And can you maybe show me how to squirt? Can
so
you maybe?
Quite an educational
yes.
side
so
to the
you
whole
learn.
Thing.
You don't just do something to please the other person. You can learn. You can educate.
Let me tell
what
you something.
What are some of the educational platforms out there? What are they called? Where would you find that?
Educational platforms.
Yeah, like if you said, if somebody wants to do that, is there like a specific educational cam platform?
You can start the first one, Jonty.
Like
in Chatterbait, I saw some people actually giving classes, but obviously it's against payment. Mm. And I think it's also pretty cool as a couple or as a threesome, to get a kick sometimes. You don't want to get out of the house. You don't want to go to a sex club. You are just a beginner and you're a voyeur. That's also something to do to maybe learn from an experienced person.
Well, so what's the most you've ever done? The most amount of people you've ever had in a cam thing? I mean, you and one person, two people, three people.
On Flit for Free, my most was 1,850.
Woo!
At once?
Yes,
once. And doing a show, how many people?
That's free chat. And doing a show via show, I had 18.
Okay. Now, how many people have you ever done a show with? I mean, you and a partner and a threesome and a how many?
Okay. My first partner is always my Mr. Z. Yeah. That was my main partner. And then we were the SA Girls Gone Wild partners. We were all the girls and we were six girls together. And we were, what can I say? The double-sided dildos were coming out and play.
Yeah. Nita, what's the most you've ever done?
Well, I'm only in this business for 6 months now. So, y'all.
No, do you just do on your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Tony, most you've ever done? Not how many people have been watching, but how many people you've been involved with in a show?
In a show? None. Mm. I do solo.
Okay.
I did solo, to put it that way. Since I started a company, all my attention goes into the company.
Okay. Daylene?
Solo, basically at the moment.
Just also. You?
Yeah. If you do couples, you make more money than solo, no?
If you work with a partner.
Yes, I must just add that.
So if I want to watch you and your partner,
yes, I mean,
that's a greater attraction than just watching you.
It depends on what you're looking for. Even like couples are asking couples, listen, do me this kind of style or do me that kind of style. Mm. It's all.
So it's like highly personalized porn in a way where I can actually really say, this is what I want to do and this is what I want to see.
Well, I wouldn't call it porn because, number one, porn is vulgar and totally dehumanizes the
Tony,
effect.
A lot of webcam stuff is fucking vulgar.
I
Let's
know.
Be blunt about it, okay? Let's
like
call a spade
us.
A spade,
not
yeah?
Like with us. There's a lot of vulgarity involved in other sites, but not with us. With our company, we like things to be done classy, to put it that way.
Okay.
And there is some therapeutic aspects to webcamming. I can give you an example. On our one website, on all our websites, there is a movie called Cam Girls that was taken in the US by one of our partners. Now, the thing is, these guys actually said, instead of going to an escort agency, he was at an office, he watched his camming, he went home, and he did his wife, instead of going to an escort service. Mm. And that actually saved his marriage. So there is a bright side and a downside to the industry.
Okay. Daylene, how did you find out about this?
through marketing, basically. He approached me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like in the supermarket? Hi. Yeah. How are you?
No. Frozen food section, yeah. Woolies. I mean,
like, where were you? What did you
put? Bryanston.
What did you put out that kind
of... I don't know what I put out that caught his interest.
Okay.
Okay. Anita, how did your beautiful
you come
eyes.
To this?
Oh, thank you.
Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
You saw it on Facebook?
I saw it on Facebook and I was interested and I contacted him. But he didn't give up on me. Mm. I was like, when he told me what it was about, I was like, no, can't do this, no. Okay. And then he kept on talking to me and then I said, fuck this, I'm going to give it a shot, you know, and I've done it. It's nice. I like it.
Now, when last you webcammed, how did you get into this exactly?
Bruce is like, not me. This question was not to me.
Hear what he's saying.
No.
Please tell me.
Oh, I just wanted to say that one of the reasons why I like the concept of webcamming is especially in the Men Who Have Sex With Men community, there's a lot of issues with people who don't feel comfortable coming out about their sexuality. Mm. You may be the only gay in the village in like some little dorpie where you're terrified for your well-being. But if you have an internet connection, you can connect with other men who have sex with men, or and you can be specific, you know, if there does happen to be another gay in the village, but you're not attracted to him, then you have webcamming as an option to find somebody who will titillate and titivate you, which I think is wonderful.
So it actually does create a sense of community in a way, or allow people to explore certain fetishes, certain fantasies, in a way that they might not be able to express in real life.
Definitely.
It's interesting.
It's where you can climb out of the closet.
Mm. That's
why and you can express yourself and be yourself.
And be yourself.
But it's still not the full authentic expression, but I guess it's closer than repressing it.
That's why we're also launching the Sexual Freedom Community for all of our gammers and all of our clients that actually want to just be a online community and communicate with each other, leave each other messages, post stuff, almost like a Facebook. But it's going to be huge.
Huh. It's not so much Facebook.
Yeah.
It's Fuck more.
Book.
It's more like a it's like genital book.
It's a flace book.
It's a pussy string, cat string as well.
It's like a
flesh market. Come on,
it's a flesh market. Flesh book.
It's like with our future plans. We've planned something that's huge. Within the next 10 years, we want to start building and launching what we call Utopia. It's a town especially for webcammers, where they can live, where they can play, but totally just webcamming. And that is our 10-year plan.
He just wants to be Hugh Hefner from South Africa.
Yeah.
I'm the Hugh Hefner of
the cam bunnies.
Yeah? Okay.
Flesh multi-level market.
Just take the whole of Danefern, you know, like Linden or Greenside, and just give everyone a little camera and say, sort yourselves out.
But maybe just remember that it's not a business. In the end of it, it's a business, but maybe keep the moral, the sense of it, the values of it. Because very quickly, you know, money can become...
It's a business, but for us, it's more than a business. It's a community. It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
We rather look after our people than look after the money. Like with Anita, I never gave up on her. Because she's a good person. I'll never give up on Daylene because there's a brighter future for her that's laying ahead. Mm. She's going to have one of the biggest studios around within the year. Or my name isn't Tony.
Why, Daylene? What's going to make it so special?
I'm still seeing.
Okay.
Her authenticity. I think it's your authenticity.
So
it's because you're real.
You're still a little bit skeptical there?
I'm not skeptical. I'm just careful.
Okay.
Don't assume. I'm just taking it step by step. That's all.
I'm asking. So I can
Monique
understand.
Told us about her mother, that she knows what she does and she's supporting her. Because,
Nita, does your mother know you do this?
Oh, God, no. She
does your mama
me.
Know?
No, she will Sorry, kill
I'm
me.
Yeah, I've got to sing something from ABBA.
You know,
at least
anybody
once
in your family know?
My children know.
Your children? Oh, yeah. Okay. What was their response?
No, Ma. You know what? I brought my kids up to be open-minded and... You know, be free spirits. So my older son said to me, yes, mommy, just go. You know, and it's super if your kids support you.
Okay. Daylene, does anybody in your family know?
Yeah, my mom knows and my sisters.
Okay, and what do they say about it?
Not much.
Yeah, were they in agreement? Were they anti? Were they judgmental?
They can't really judge or say anything because it's my life at the end of the day.
Mm. So nobody's saying, let's do a selfie. Yeah. Nobody goes for the, where's the camera? No, it's just horrible. Yeah. No, but it's good that at least they don't say anything.
How did you tell them?
It just came out one day.
Yeah?
Just out of the blue. Okay. Just decided it's enough. I'm going to tell them.
And their response to that?
Shocked.
Yeah?
Accepted it.
Okay. And
it's quite weird for me for people to be shocked at webcamming as a camera. It's via internet. Mm. I mean, imagine how my mom felt. Hi, mom. I'm a stripper and I'm a SA porn star. I'm a Los Open hustler. How are you? now she's okay because now I'm going via internet.
Safe and sound at home.
It's just my computer that can get viruses, not me.
Or STDs. Yeah.
Like Brucey said, can your hardware and software take it?
So it was kind of quite a natural progression for you in a way?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's also jaunty. It's about me exploring. And also now I can bring my experience because now I've got New Dawn, also underage. And I'm loving it, and all my friends that, and you know what, lots of my stripper friends, they don't want to dance no more. They're getting old. I won't say we all are old, but they're getting old.
She's like 20.
We're getting old.
Well, every career has a lifespan.
The nightlife takes it gets to you. Mm. And we would rather be home, make breakfast for the kids, take them to school, okay, clean the house, and then mommy's going to get naughty. And still earn the money that I'm going to earn when I go to a club. It's just more convenient. It's for me, being at my home, being myself. And then you log off. Tomorrow, my customer's going to come again.
So are there South African women and South African men who have given consent to be seen in South Africa?
I do. I give consent for South Africa. I mean, everyone knows who I am and what I did. It's just, you can choose. You can see. I mean, my mom won't go on the internet and look at me.
Mm. Yeah, it's a choice.
And that's what you think. It's
totally a choice because it's all about the privacy and the security of our people.
Okay, but this is not all about all the women. We started a rent-a-gent thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah, that is...
That's me and her baby.
That's our little baby. It's like any woman wants to be treated like a queen.
Mm.
So he's just there to treat her like a queen.
Online?
No, this is for real.
Yeah,
it's
this
like
is for real.
We get pretty sexy, candy look. Not you know what? You didn't have to get a pretty beautiful boy.
Yeah.
It's about a woman that needs or a company to an event or a dinner. Mm. Or I mean,
so like a male escort service.
A male, yeah, but
no, it's not really because
no, but not a sex escort.
No. Look, if she wants it afterwards and she gives him money, it's his problem.
If the granny gives money, there's sugar.
Of course, a lot of sugar. So I mean,
and who hires these guys?
Me and her.
What kind of women?
We're not going to hire them.
We're going to test them out. Okay, now you know
you're
what?
You're going to test. Okay.
Yeah, we have to test them, you know?
No, you know what I do, Jonty, and what I said? I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to take all my ex-boyfriends, and if I've got good ex-boyfriends, I'm going to give them to the good clients. If I've got these bad motherfuckers, take this big old Danny and make...
Okay, but who are the clients?
You know what, Jonty? There's a lot of women out there that's single, older women, and they're very lonely, and you will get them if we start with this and we launch it. It's going to be huge because I know of a few women that stays in Sandton and Rivonia and all the rich areas that just wants a companion, and that's what they are there for.
That's what I say, an escort service, but not in the sexual sense.
No, the sex can come afterwards, so it's fine.
Yeah,
sex is voluntary.
It's like having a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
But what happens when daddy wants some sugar?
Now, this is going to be a sugar mommy.
Exactly.
A sugar mommy. Okay. Yeah. And have you started this service?
We're busy with it.
I'm getting all the numbers, all the people. That
I should be finished with the website by this afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So all my exes watch out.
How many do you want?
No comment.
We've got nice ones.
And it's not just for women, it's for men as well. Hey, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's
Well, I'm okay because people already treat me like a queen. Mm. But I'll spread the word for you guys.
Thank you so much. That's good if you've got somebody to treat you like a queen. Send him our way.
It's mine.
Okay, okay.
Okay, you can just cam us. It's fine. You can be safe.
Worlds within worlds within worlds, hey?
Oh. Yeah, the virtual world is a world on its own.
How many women in South Africa are doing this at the moment, Tony?
Well, depends. Internationally, I'd say there's already a couple of thousand doing it on the other markets.
That are South African women.
Because webcam models are from all over the world.
Yeah.
There's no limit to where you are.
So what does a couple of thousand mean? Is that like single figures, double figures?
I'd say it's about double figures. But the thing is, there's now South African women, as you know, was very conservative until about 10 years ago. 20 years ago, we still had stars on the scope.
Yeah.
Then 10 years ago, the law slave started going
haywire. Then
when
it showed a vagina.
Yeah. And now people are getting, they're getting more open. And a lot of women need the income. And we got the platform, we got the know-how, we give the training on our one website. There's full training for anybody that wants to become a cam model. Videos they can watch that will help them to know what they're doing when they're going on cam. And anybody can do it as long as they are within the right criteria. Okay. Over 21, have a vagina or a penis. Have a personality.
Or you can have both.
Because so how many women do you think want to watch a guy play with himself?
I love it.
Okay.
Hey, there we go.
Who's the guy?
How many men would?
If he has an approach.
Hello.
Listen, it's so
easy. All the gay men.
What are the kind of figures for the gay community? Do you know, like if we say that there's, for example, with Live Jasmine, that there's 28 million visitors a month.
I don't know the exact figures, but I can tell you that it's in the thousands and thousands and thousands.
And it's
a very visual community.
And is it spread across the spectrum? Is it more sexual? Is it more kind of chat and intimate?
I would say it's predominantly sexual, because even our so-called what used to be the more generic chat platforms have also gone to war. Even what used to be known as dating websites have gone that are now have webcamming options have gone to the sexual aspect. So it is, things have become a lot more objectified, but that's just where I'm generalizing, but that's where our community is sort of fixated with at the moment. It's all about the body and getting that hot guy who is supposedly straight to do not so straight things and living the fantasy essentially. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of bi-curious people out there. A lot.
Mm.
Well, I had a few of them. So, bisexual. I'm fully bisexual. So, and I'm not even shy to say it. But I did get a few women and men that's fully bi-curious.
Okay. Yeah. People are becoming more and more sexually free these days. Mm. And pretty soon it's going to be like with the law slave now. 20 years ago, if you had to buy a law slave, you must hide it under your bed. Now you can find it in any bloody store.
Okay. So let's go back to cat string theory. Cat string theory is the idea that women are only interested in men they can't pin down or corner. Same way that a cat's only interested in the string when it's just out of reach.
Okay, like I said, curiosity.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So what's coming up is on Tuesday the 20th, I'm doing an expanded orgasmic wave workshop, which is for men and women. And it's going to teach you how to do an expanded orgasmic wave experience for a man, for a woman, and how to do it on yourself. So it's very much about moving sexual energy in your body, how you can use this for healing, for meditation, and for extended and expanded and real heightened states of pleasure. That's on the 20th, and the event is up on Facebook. And that's for everybody. There's no nudity on the workshop. Everything's demonstrated on latex models. So it's a really safe space to learn and explore. We have at this stage one place left on the Ways of Touch retreat in Mozambique, which means it's just about full, which is so exciting. Amazing. And I can't wait for that at the end of this month. We are, and we put this out last week, so if you would like to be part of the Sex Talk team, or you know somebody who would,
please contact us via the station or me, jonty@eroslife.co.za, because we are looking to add somebody to the team. You don't have to know too much, but you have to be open and you have to be willing to learn to talk about sex. So if you're interested and you know somebody who might be interested, let us know, because from next week we're actually going to have some auditions.
Hell yeah.
We're going to stand behind this whole board of people standing behind this table.
Naked audition. From the waist down. Naked.
Yeah. Listen, I've been interviewed by the board of a nudist resort once. And that was really hilarious. We're all these people sitting behind a table, nude, interviewing us for a photo shoot that we wanted to do there, which was pretty cool. Yeah. So, everybody, thank you very much. This has been a really interesting morning. Thank you all for being with us. And I wish you all so much pleasure.
Stay safe.
CliffCentral.com.